Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and places that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Connie Turman. On January 2nd, the Kirkland City Council approved its 2013 legislative agenda to be addressed during the upcoming session of the Washington State Legislature. The legislative agenda includes general principles that help guide our activities during the session to promote the City Council's goals in protecting the city's ability to provide basic municipal services to its citizens. The legislative priorities, of which there are seven, are the focus of the city's staff and lobbyists. The city's legislative priorities in 2013 include providing state and local transportation revenue to maintain infrastructure investments and complete projects that enhance economic vitality, retaining the state annexation sales tax credit, $5 million in funding for the next phase of the Northeast 132nd Interchange ramp design, and for the Northeast 132nd Interchange to be included in any statewide transportation package. Eliminating the $10 million ongoing diversion of the liquor taxes and reinstating local share of excess liquor profits. The development of the Cross Kirkland Corridor. Providing cities with finance options to support public-private partnerships. And allowing local governments the option to award contracts to vendors whose pre-tax bid unit price is lowest. Throughout the 105-day legislative session, the city's staff and city lobbyists will work together to draft, support, or oppose state legislation that is consistent with the city's legislative agenda. For more information on the legislative agenda, go to kirklandwa.gov and in the search bar type 2013 Legislative Agenda. On January 8th, Mayor Joan McBride addressed the Kirkland Chamber of Commerce on the state of the city at the Woodmark Hotel. The mayor highlighted some of the city's financial accomplishments, which include the passage of a fully balanced biennial budget, the passage of two levies that will provide $3 million annually for road maintenance and pedestrian safety, and $2 million annually for parks maintenance and enhancement. The city was able to achieve these goals with great efficiency.
The goal for a great city is usually to keep the price of government between 5 and 6%. Even with the levies we just passed, even with those levies included, Kirkland's price of government is a remarkable 3%. Simply put, we strive to provide the best possible services at the best possible prices.
The mayor also spoke about Kirkland's economic development and its quest to remain a progressive, livable, and prosperous city. She spoke to the city's 100% commitment to the revitalization of the Totem Lake Business District.
We will be going to bid on the public safety building in the first quarter of this year. That is a $20 million project in Totem Lake. We are investing over $13 million in stormwater, road improvements, and flood control. We have released a request for proposal for a Totem Lake Park, and we have received a second grant for the 120th Street extension.
The mayor also highlighted the $2 million state grant Senator Andy Hill secured for the Cross Kirkland Corridor, and the preservation for at least another year of the $3.4 million annual annexation sales tax credit, which is key to the city's economic health. Referencing a Bachman-Turner Overdrive song, the mayor closed with a suggested theme for the coming year, taking care of business.
Taking care of business, that's our job, every day, every way. Thank you very much.
To view the full address, go to kirklandwa.gov and select on-demand programming. Fresh air, exercise, and community pride are just a few of the benefits awaiting city residents, businesses, and community groups who want to be a part of the Adopt a Trail program for the Cross Kirkland Corridor. However, only 2 quarter-mile segments located in the Totem Lake neighborhood remain available for adoption. In adopting, you are committing to picking up litter, clearing vegetation, and reporting any hazards on the trail. The city can provide garbage bags and assist in picking up filled garbage bags if requested. If you are interested in being a part of this volunteer project, contact the Kirkland Public Works Street Division at 425-587-3907 or at the email below. Are you interested in the latest news on the planned public safety building? The city and its design consultants are hosting an open house on January 31st from 6:30 to 8 p.m. They will provide updates on the building design, permitting process, and answer questions. The open house will be held at the current Kirkland Municipal Court, address 11515 Northeast 118th Street. The public safety building will increase capacity and improve efficiency of the city's public safety functions by bringing court and police services under one roof. The move will eliminate the need to transport misdemeanor inmates, provide on-site parking for court clients, and will be more centrally located in the city. The city is retrofitting an existing building in the Totem Lake area rather than build a new one to save on costs. For more project details, visit www.kirklandwa.gov/public-safety-building. There's no place like home, but do you know how to properly maintain yours? The Master Builders Association of King and Snohomish Counties are here to help with a series of free classes held at the Kirkland Library. The classes are designed to help consumers protect and enhance their living space. The February 4th class, Home Maintenance to Protect Your Investment, will cover seasonal home maintenance, how to decide if maintenance is a do-it-yourself project or is best left to the professional, and how to hire the right professional for the job. Other February classes include Feng Shui Tips for a Harmonious Home and Life on February 23rd, and 10 Things to Know When Designing a Bathroom on February 25th. Call the library to RSVP at 425-822-2459. More information on the classes can be found at www.kcls.org/events. Do you know of a business, organization, or person who has made a significant contribution to the Kirkland arts, culture, and heritage community during 2012? Recognize their efforts and submit your nomination to the Kirkland Cachet Award by noon on February 1st. Collaboration of Arts, Culture, Heritage, Education, and Theater. Nomination forms are available at Kirkland City Hall, Kirkland Public Library, or online at kirklandwa.gov, and in the search bar type 2013 Cachet Award. Eligibility and award criteria, as well as details on the selection process, are included on the nomination form. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can access us on demand on the city's website and on your mobile devices and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for watching. Have a great week.